Paul's first missionary journey. Some of the people who were scattered when the persecution started in Jerusalem went as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the good news about Jesus to the Jews only. But other believers who came from Cyprus and Cyrene went to Antioch, preaching the good news to the Gentiles. This news reaches the church in Jerusalem, and they send Barnabas to Antioch. He sees how God has blessed the people, so he goes to Tarsus to look for Saul and brings him back to Antioch to minister to the believers and build up the church. They stay there for a year, and this church greatly supports the Church of Jerusalem with money during the next persecution by Herod. After Herod dies, Barnabas and Saul are sent by the Holy Spirit on a missionary journey to bring the good news of Jesus to many countries surrounding the Mediterranean Sea. On his first journey, Saul and Barnabas sail from the coastal city of Seleucia to the large island of Cyprus in the Mediterranean Sea. After their visit to Cyprus, Luke, the writer of Acts, changes Saul's name to Paul. Paul and Barnabas travel to a different city named Antioch in Pisidia, then to Iconium, then to Lystra, where Paul is stoned, dragged out of the town, and left for dead. But when the believers gather around him, he gets back up and goes back into town. He leaves with Barnabas the next day and travels to Derbe. After this, they return to the cities where they had visited and formally established churches there. After traveling through the area of Pisidia, they preach the message in Perga and Attalia. Then they sail back to the church of Antioch in Syria and tell the believers how God has opened the way for the Gentiles to believe in the good news about Jesus. Barnabas and Paul stay with the believers for a long time, and during their stay, some men come from Judea and start teaching the believers that they cannot be saved unless they are circumcised, as the law of Moses requires. Paul and Barnabas get into fierce arguments with them about this, which results in a trip to Jerusalem to talk to the apostles and elders about this matter. Some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees said that the Gentiles must be circumcised and told to obey the law of Moses. Paul reminds them that God showed his approval of the Gentiles by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he had the Jews. Then he tells them, God made no difference between us and them. He forgave their sins because they believed. So then, why do you now want to put God to the test by laying a load on the backs of the believers, which neither our ancestors nor we ourselves were able to carry? No, we believe and are saved by the grace of the Lord Jesus, just as they are. This persuaded the apostles and elders not to require the Gentiles to be circumcised, but to require them to eat no food that has been offered to idols, eat no blood, eat no animal that has been strangled, and keep themselves from sexual immorality. More information can be found in the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 19 through 30, and chapter 13 through chapter 15, verse 35.